For this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of Colorado voters reassessed their politics after the riot at the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Nearly 6,000 Colorado voters changed their political affiliation in the week after the January 6th attack on the Capitol. That number is extraordinarily high, and the vast majority were switching from Republican to unaffiliated. Some said that they were disgusted by the violent conclusion of former President Donald Trump's months-long effort to overturn the election, while others said that the GOP was dying, or that its leaders hadn't supported Trump enough, like 44-year-old Sarah Ocker of Weld County.
I think that that's what's happening to the Republican Party right now, is it's imploding a little bit, and a new party is going to emerge from this.
The party lost about 0.5% of its registered base in Colorado that week. The losses were largest in competitive areas like Douglas County. But unaffiliated voters are still free to support Republican candidates and participate in GOP primaries. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Water levels in Lake Powell might fall below a critical threshold next year because of the Colorado River's forecasted low flow. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Because of the bleak forecast, parts of the 2019 Upper Basin Drought Contingency Plan are now in action for the first time, according to KUNC Radio. If Lake Powell drops too low, it could lose its ability to produce hydropower at Glen Canyon Dam. The Bureau of Reclamation has instructed Colorado and other states to hold monthly planning calls for enhanced coordination and monitoring of the drought situation. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Along the Colorado River today, motorists should expect delays on I-70 between Glenwood Springs and Rifle. Crews are using a crane to pull a FedEx semi-truck out of the river after it crashed there Sunday. That could close the interstate's eastbound lanes. Officials say oversized traffic should use an alternate route, and travelers can look for updates from the State Patrol on Twitter. This is CPR News.